David, your thoughts on tonight's Champions League game here at Windsor Park?
Frustrating to lose the game, disappointing to lose the game. But all in all, I've got to be pleased with the effort and the application and the attitude of the players. It's never a result that you want to face, losing, especially at home. The two goals, I think, were disappointing tonight. I think they were preventable. But again, it's hard to pick out sort of moments in the game where you sort of can be disappointed, because the players battle from minute one to minute 90 against good opposition. And we maybe could have and maybe should have maybe had a couple of more clear-cut opportunities with entries into the final third, which we didn't really get right tonight. But hopefully in time that'll improve and we'll get better.
It's always difficult playing a full-time team in the middle of their season, and they are a quality team.
Yeah, no, they're a good side, good players. European experience, European tradition, and coming. I mean, you coming into the game that, you know, it was always going to be a tough game, a big game for us to go into, especially first up. So it's frustrating to lose it, like I said. But I've got to be positive and upbeat. We're basically the 10th of July. The league season kicks off on the 10th of August. So there's enough time to build on that. We go to Rosenborg next week, and we'll get hopefully go there, give it a right go, and then see where we're at after the tie next Wednesday night.
And you got to believe you can go there and get a goal and maybe put a bit of uncertainty into them.
Yeah, listen, if you get like anything, football can be a strange, or throws up the odd freak result. That'll need to be a freak result next week. Again, I'm under no illusions how difficult it's going to be there. They have a strong pedigree at home of winning European matches. So all I can ask for the players, the same attitude and the same application, same desire to go there and put on a performance. And listen, anything can happen in football.
And lots of positives, new signings making a competitive debut here at Windsor Park tonight.
Yeah, I thought Bastian had a good game. Shane Lavery coming off the length of time that he did will certainly be a big player for us this year, as hopefully will Bastian. So there's pluses on that. And say hopefully in time, Bastian only come up last night. Shane's been in with us for 3-4 weeks now. In time, both of them will improve, and they'll prove to be good acquisitions to the football club.
And a good Windsor Park crowd here to cheer the champions on in the Champions League.
Yeah, no, I was pleased, and I love to see a big, strong Linfield crowd there. And I say, I said before the game we're going to need them. They didn't disappoint. They got right behind the players, and thankfully, sort of towards the end, sometimes when a game's fading away, sometimes you sort of see people leaving, but there was a decent crowd there at the end to give the show the players their appreciation. This, I'm sure they're disappointed. We're all disappointed losing games, whatever level of opposition that we're playing. But credit the supporters tonight. We're going to need every single one of them going forward, not only in the European games, but when the league starts again for on the 10th of August.
All the best, David, for what will be a tough, but no doubt a great and valuable experience come what may in Norway next week.
Thanks, Andy.